Hi, my name is Tim Murdoch, and welcome to my very first podcast called Happy Horror Time. I'm very happy to be doing this. My current favorite podcasts are Bitch Sesh, and I really like, what's the other one? Throwing Shade with Brian Safi. And I also really, really like Homophilia. They're really fun. So I really have no direction on how to do a podcast. I'm just going to do what I want because it's my show. So a little bit about me. My name's Tim Murdoch. I'm 40 and I'm single. I crack myself up. Anyway, you're probably listening to this because you're either gay or you like horror movies or you just like love a podcast. So, so thank you for listening to Happy Horror Time. I have a guest here today. He's a Halloween hunk. That's right. He's an expert in all things Halloween, but we may talk about Halloween. We may not, whatever. So my friend today, with no further ado, is Matt Amert. Yay!
Yay! Hi, Tim.
Hey, Matt. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Hi, everybody. I'm Matt Amert. Tim and I have been friends for nine years?
Yes, that sounds right.
Wait, what year is it? Eight years. And we instantly bonded over our love of horror movies, but Tim is a Friday the 13th
yes,
guy.
Yes, I much prefer Jason over Michael Myers.
Yeah, but I think that, well, I was going to say the usual who would win in a fight, but that's such a dumb question.
Because you know what? I don't even care.
Yeah, I know. No, I hate that question. Which is why they never did a Jason versus Halloween movie.
That would be, I mean, I would go see it. Of course, I would pay $17 to see it, and I'd probably see it like a couple times, but I wouldn't enjoy it.
Would you pay $17.50?
Yes.
How about for extra sound?
Absolutely. And,
yeah. Freddy versus Jason was good.
Was it?
I mean,
I'm kidding. No, it had its moments and I was happy it was made, but by no means was it like at the top of my list.
I think I was just happy they were doing something with the series, but no, I would never want to see Michael Myers.
What was the gap?
The gap?
The gap between Jason 93.
Well, remember they had just done.
Jason X, that was terrible.
They had done. I was saying remember in the 90s when they were doing like the final Friday and like the final Nightmare and the final everything, but it never was final.
They need a wrap up.
Exactly.
Matt and I saw some movies recently. I don't know when this is going to air because I need to get my shit together. But so we saw Friend Request and we also saw Jeepers Creepers 3, the controversial film.
The one night only it was available, by the way. It was only in theaters for one night. I don't know how many more times
but
I can say one night.
It was sold out.
It was sold out because all like 100 people that wanted to see this movie were at the theater.
And we had to sit in the second row, which I don't recommend.
And they started the movie, I've never seen, like, not
7
just
o'clock.
Not just on time, like a minute early. So I'd say 75% of the people that attended missed the first like 5-10 minutes.
They must have been diehard fans because I just came across it and I was like, oh, we should go see it. And then Matt was like, oh, should we get tickets? And I was like, not necessary.
Yeah, Tim's like, no, who's going to see this movie? And I just casually go online to see and there's only the second and first row available because, again, one screening. But anyway, Tim, what did you think of Jeepers Creepers 3?
You know what? Life-changing. Life-changing. No, you know, it wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen. It wasn't the best. I would say I was entertained. It did not have a strong beginning. The first 20 minutes was like so dark. I didn't know who these characters were. I didn't do any brushing up of Jeepers Creepers 1 or 2. So I walked in like, I vaguely remembered it, but I was happy to be there, but...
So like, this sounds like what you would say at like someone's birthday party.
I was happy to be there.
I was okay, but I was happy to be there.
Here's the thing. I don't think I cared about one character. I don't care if the Jeeper Creeper killed them all.
The Jeeper Creeper.
Like, not one character. I was like, oh, I hope they survive. I could care less. But the special effects were CGI. I'm never a fan of that.
No. I, on the other end of the spectrum, had actually done... I had recently seen the first one, which I love, by the way.
And you know, fun fact, Francis Ford Coppola produced it. Did you know that?
The original?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I don't know how that came about.
Hmm.
I'm not going to do any research.
Okay. Well, no. And then the second one, was on TV, and not the strongest in the movies, but like, so I had been wondering if they were ever going to do a third one, and I'm one of those people that loves when they bring characters back to horror movies.
Yeah, me too.
And I had read that the sister from the first movie, Gina Phillips, I think her name is, or
Gina Gershon.
Gina Gershon, yeah, in one of her early roles.
Yeah.
No, I think her name is Gina Phillips.
Yes, you're right. You're
okay.
Right.
So I had read that she was going to be, first I read that she was going to be the star of Jeepers Creepers 3 in like some early,
story. Which I'm sure she probably was the strongest actress in that movie, because
in the 1 minute she was in it,
right.
Yeah. Then I read, and this is the weird thing, then I read, no, this movie is just going to have her in like a tiny bit, and it's going to be a big setup for the fourth movie, which is pretty ambitious when you're releasing a movie for one day.
I agree. But you know what, though? I looked online for all my horror movie friends, and like everyone saw it. Like
Jeepers Creepers 3?
Yeah, like it was showed at 7 o'clock all across the United States.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it was
like even
seven.
In Kentucky. They were watching it at
probably.
7 o'clock. So here's the thing. Like, I actually think my favorite part of the movie was the minute that she was in it, because it was like... Because she was like... It was like a setup. But here's the thing for people that know Jeepers Creepers 1 and 2. So this one apparently is supposed to take place that... Later in the night after the first one, you know how the first one ends when the creeper takes Justin Long, the brother, away?
Right. Who was also in that Britney Spears film.
Crossroads.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
Show me to the crossroads, That's different.
I was like, I don't know if Britney Spears would hook up with Justin Long. Anyway, side note.
But it's supposed to, so the third Jeepers Creepers is supposed to take place the same night and the next day of the first one. And, like, I guess a few days before the second one takes place. So, really, this was, like, 1.5, because it took place in the Jeepers Creepers timeline, which everyone wants to know.
Which is a very strong entry when you have a movie, like, just a half a movie. It was basically, like, half a movie.
It was, half a plot, half of actors. No, but so it takes – so, anyway, my point of bringing this up is that – it didn't need to be made. Like,
no,
who goes back and makes a movie that takes place between the first and second chapters of it? So my point of bringing this up is that if they had Gina Phillips signed on, and let's be honest, she's not doing anything else. Like, why
she listens to Happy Horror Time.
If you're listening, Gina, why didn't you talk to the director and just say, let's just skip to the next chapter that we're setting up, because we don't need to go back and have a movie that takes place between the first and the second one. And then it could be like a Jamie Lee Curtis revenge, like 20 years later, she's going after the creeper for killing her brother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounded really Halloween-ish.
Right, it did. fun fact, you know, I auditioned for Jeepers Creepers too back in the day.
No, you
didn't.
I
auditioned for the role of Izzy, as in Izzy or isn't he?
On the bus, the guy who's gay?
Mm-hmm.
Why would they ever think you could play a gay guy?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out.
I've never, when I met Tim, shocked that he was gay.
You know what? My wife and kids, we were at the park.
Yeah, Tim was there. It was just weird when Tim like beckoned for me to meet him in the bathroom. I was like, what's going on?
I like George Michael. Clean it up.
Oh. Wait. Can you please tell me about this audition? Because I didn't know.
The only thing I remember, this my big takeaway from that one day is that I had to like cry on the ground, which I was like, you know, I didn't have much to go on at that time because I didn't really have any life tragedies. But now, age 40, I could probably cry real easy.
I'm trying to think. I know that part. But that's too funny that you auditioned for
but
that.
When I was leaving the audition, I walked past Christina Ricci. Yeah, I'm name dropping.
Was she auditioning for Izzy also?
I think she was waiting for her boyfriend. I don't think.
Who's her boyfriend?
I don't know at the time. He must have been really good looking.
Christina Ricci's boy. Wait, I don't think I know anyone Christina Ricci has dated except for Casper.
It would be in 2002, so.
Oh my god.
Anyway, that was my big excitement from that day. I was like, Christina Ricci!
That's amazing. I will say this though. The one thing I did like about Jeepers Creepers 2 is there were a lot of hot guys in it.
I agree.
Mean, yeah.
Well,
the one that gets sucked up through the top of the bus, and then like, and this is going to sound really morbid, but like it basically chops his head off,
and then
his like body falls down, and he had a really hot body.
Well, maybe it was, you know, the fake body.
I mean, it was a CGI body, but then I looked him up, you know, later, as I usually do whenever I see a hot guy in a movie.
Have any of these guys worked since then? I'm just kidding. Maybe
Justin, well, Justin Long had a cameo.
He did have a cameo.
He's still working, right?
Oh, yeah. He was in that Husks movie. Don't listen to me. But he was in, was it a Quentin Tarantino film called Tusk?
I don't know. I have never, ever heard of that. But Gina Phillips, on the other hand, I'm going to keep dropping that name.
Go for it.
Is she, I don't know if she's doing anything, which is why my point is they should have just jumped to whatever the fourth one, if it's going to be made. I don't even know if another one could get made because of all the controversies.
So if you don't know about the controversy, the director, Victor Salva.
Yes.
He did time.
For what, Tim?
Don't make me say it.
For what?
Pedophilia. Don't like to support his films. Anyway.
Except for when we pay to go see the only screening.
We did, which I'm not proud of, by the way.
Apparently, if you don't know, what I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tim, is that that clown movie from the 80s.
Clown House, I think, which I've never seen, but I think Leslie Bibb's boyfriend's in it, Sam Rockwell. Don't hold me to it.
Yes, he is. He's a kid, one of the brothers. So it's like a movie about, I think it's three young brothers, and aren't there like burglars dressed as clowns that come?
I've never seen it.
So I have. And as from this amazing like recap that I'm giving, I think it's like three young guys, and I think their house is broken into by people that are dressed as clowns, and they terrorize them. It was a pretty good movie, but I remember the youngest guy, he must have been 12, and apparently Victor Salva, who directed it, molested him,
and
he came out about it later. And I guess he did time for it and then got out of jail and made Jeepers Creepers.
I think he did 20 years. He also directed Powder, right?
He did?
I don't know.
I mean, that is a horror movie, but...
those are scary. Big stars in that, like Mary Steenburgen.
Mary Steenburgen. Mary Steenburgen. No, he directed Powder?
Yeah. I think he directed
The albino guy.
Yes. And then he went to jail.
Is that the PC thing?
But that was a big Disney film.
Powder was Disney?
Yeah. They were like, ooh, we're ashamed.
Well, here's what I'm thinking, though. This is what I didn't get. If he had gotten out of jail and made Jeepers Creepers 1, I don't remember ever hearing about controversy then. So why is controversy coming up now, 15 years later?
I think because people, we have the internet now. And I think everyone just...
But we had the 2002 Jeepers Creepers?
Well, no one was using it.
Nobody cared. No, but I mean, so Jeepers Creepers 1 came out, was, I think, fairly a hit.
Jeepers Creepers
2 wasn't that much of a hit, but so now it took him. Jeepers Creepers 2 was, I think, 2003. So it's 2017.
14 years.
Okay, so it took him 14 years to make Jeepers Creepers 3.
It was really tough.
Yeah, it was tough times. But as Tim, back to what we thought of the movie, I agree with you, Tim, that none of the characters were likable.
None.
Like, you would be rooting for the creeper because...
Yeah, I mean, like, when you have, like, an old cop and some bounty hunter, I'm like, oh.
And the main girl who you want to always root for, I guess the final girl, had no emotion. She looked like she was suffering from depression.
She went to the Kristen Stewart School of Acting.
Exactly. Yeah, she really did. It's like, I can't.
Nothing was at stake. She's like, oh, God, I need hay for my horse.
Yeah, I know. That was everything that was at stake. And then every time, like, she witnesses, like, someone die.
Shifting gears, because I think we, no pun intended, we beat Jeepers Creepers 3 horse.
Dead Jeepers Creepers 3.
So, friend request.
Oh, yes.
Moving on. Another new release. When Matt and I went to go see it, I think there were two other people in the theater.
And it was opening weekend, which is not a good sign.
I mean, I think it cost $10 million to make, and it made $3 million so far.
And already the problem that I kept calling it Unfriended, because I legitimately didn't know the difference.
The titles are so interchangeable.
I liked Unfriended. I thought, like, for a horror movie to completely take place as a chat room.
It had something going for it in the aspect that it had... all the sounds and like kind of like the Blair Witch Project of like
you know the sounds
when you turn on your computer, it's like bah, bah, bink, and I was like, oh, brilliant.
Tim is easily amused.
I was
impressed.
I paid top dollar for both of these.
Bah, 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 bang.
I was like, oh, they did their research.
Wait, so Friend Request.
Yes.
What did you think of Friend Request?
I liked all the actors. I just feel like it had a really, really, really strong beginning. The lead girl was very likable.
Mm-hmm. She's from Fear the Walking Dead. I don't know her name, but she plays
I don't watch any Walking Dead.
Oh, well, She's in Fear the Walking Dead. She's the daughter.
Well,
and
let me
she's
rearrange
good.
My life.
Yeah. Just you, kidding. She's not going to like that.
I know. She's listening. She's listening.
She, along with Gina Phillips.
Yeah.
Hi, Gina. Gina.
They're probably
Gina.
Friends. They're like, hey, let's get together and watch.
Hey, what do you guys want to do today? I heard about this great new podcast. It's about a gay guy and horror movies.
So I thought she was very likable and entertaining. And her boyfriend was easy on the eyes. And then the other friends, not...
Do people our age say easy on the eyes?
I do.
I mean, now
I'm
that you're 40.
I'm bringing it back.
He's easy on the eyes. Okay, so for the gay listeners, a.k.a. everyone.
Easy on the eyes, he's like, hey, my eyes don't mind
No, her boyfriend was hot. He was okay, past easy on the eyes. He was like a surfer guy, and he had like the most beautiful blue eyes.
I was judging his acting, which I know we're not supposed
to. I thought you were
going
to say his ass. I was judging his ass. No, you don't get to see his ass.
Many, many close-ups. Oh, no. That was another missed opportunity.
Nudity.
The movie's rated R and no nudity.
Yeah, I don't even know. There wasn't even that much violence.
No, there was like towards the end. Well, I won't give it away, but.
They all die.
go see
Friend Request. You have no place.
No, there was hardly any nudity. And I just. It wasn't even gory, I don't think.
No, my thoughts on it, it was definitely better than Jeepers Creepers 3. I mean, like, I've taken craps better than Jeepers Creepers 3. Wow, that was harsh. God, sorry, Gina Phillips.
Poor Gina.
But I will say, like, I think we talked about this, like, great setup for Friend Request.
Beautifully
like,
shot.
Creepy, like, the girl that's, like, the weirdo is, because that's the PC term for her, weirdo.
She has no friends.
She has no friend, a.k.a. weirdo. No. But she had, like, a weird past, and she, like, wasn't she a witch, and she did black magic?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but...
We just gave away the twist.
Well, so... setup was good.
Spoiler.
Acting was pretty good, and they had, like, I think, like, the first... Remember the... Well, I won't say who, but the first death. Like, that, the whole setup and where the person was and how they died was really creepy. But then it just got lazy. Like,
it became like an episode, like a third-rate episode of, like...
Friends.
And, I mean...
and those third-rate episodes
But I mean, like, the middle part just fell apart. And especially that ending, I was like...
It was like, God, I can't.
But you
know what? We saw it last week and I can't even remember.
I know, it's that forgettable.
The ending, it was really abrupt. And then there were like all these holes in it, no pun intended. But there were like, it just didn't, like you stopped caring because it's like the writers, it reminded me of like, okay, we got this great setup, cool, it's like internet friendly, so it's like timely, fuck, we don't know how to end it, so end it.
Yeah, and I think they rushed it, like, I think it just lacked... You know, it did have imagination, but it almost had too much imagination that it was just PG-13. That was for me.
Even though it was R.
It was R, and I feel like if you're going to go R, make it sleazy and R.
Yeah,
and
Tim likes it sleazy.
I don't like it sleazy, but I mean, I'm just saying, like...
No, you're right. If you're going to be R,
either have
major, like, scares that's so terrifying that it should be R.
Yeah.
Have gore, because unfortunately that actually appeals to people.
Right.
Or nudity.
Yeah.
Show some titties and butt.
Right. I mean, no.
Or butt and titties.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. So, But you thought it was better than Jeepers Creepers 3, right? Well, a better question is, did you think it was better than Unfriended, which I kept thinking
it was. I actually thought Unfriended was... in the same vein as the Blair Witch Project, in the sense that it was all done...
Groundbreaking.
It's definitely
and
not,
Tim thought it was real.
I thought it was real. I thought I was watching... I'm just watching people use their computers. No, I thought Unfriended had a gimmick in the sense that it was all online,
mm-hmm.
whereas this movie was glossy and very beautifully shot.
Like this... We were also talking, this could have been like a Lifetime movie called The Facebook Killer.
Yeah.
But it really, well, it was, well, actually, I think there was a Lifetime movie called The Facebook Killer.
I bet
killer.
That was better.
Wait, there was the Craigslist Killer.
Oh,
wasn't there a Craigslist Killer?
I'm sure there was.
But that's actually like a real story, so.
Yeah.
But I think this could have been a Lifetime movie, and Lifetime should look into it. Or maybe, does Lifetime still do like thrillers?
Yes.
Is it Lifetime? Hallmark does like feel-good movies.
Right.
Lifetime does, everything is always like being stalked online.
I love Lifetime movies, and one of my friends, Jake Helgren, name drop, he he makes them, and they're really good.
He makes every Lifetime movie.
Well, no. He's actually
wait, only if horror, like horror. Yeah, he
they're,
does.
They're horror related.
They're horrible.
I'm going to have him on the podcast. Jake, if you're out there listening.
Which you are.
He is. He's like, you know, I'm clearing my day.
Exactly. But anyway, it could have been a Lifetime movie, unfortunately. But there's a lot of other, I think, probably better scary movies that are going to be coming out in the next month. Because guess what next month is?
Halloween. Oh, and that brings me to so Matt is a horror expert for the movie Halloween. And he was actually on a YouTube show. Google it. It's called The Experts. I won't tell you how Matt does, but after what I just said, you can imagine.
Yes, on YouTube. You just type in Experts Halloween movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but Tim's very modest, but he was on an expert show too.
Yeah, I did Friday 13th, but I didn't do as well as Matt. I did pretty good.
He started strong.
He started strong.
The problem with the show is that it's like they have, just like any game show, they have different rounds in the beginning. Let me explain that differently. Toward the end, the questions are worth a lot more, and they are a lot harder. And if you miss one question at the end, like, your score will almost go to zero. So, And Tim's just not smart.
Oh, God. There's some truth in that. There's truth in kidding.
Oh, yeah. No,
fine. It's fine.
Tim is actually a major. Tim knows way more about horror movies than I do. I probably know more about Halloween, but horror movies in general, Tim is definitely an expert.
Okay, Matt, I'm going to go through with you. I'm going to give you some questions about Halloween.
Oh, no, but now I'm just going to put my foot in my mouth. I don't know. Don't ask about Halloween 3. I don't know that movie at all.
No, you don't know it at all?
I've seen it like twice. I hated it. I'm like a purist when it comes to like the Michael Myers Halloween movies.
Well, I don't
like,
love it, but I've seen it.
Yeah. Oh, no. You're going to ask me. Okay.
Okay. These are off the top of my head because God forbid I plan. Oh. Okay. So, Matt, in the original Halloween.
John Carpenter. Just kidding.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis. Directed it. Good job.
No, got it.
Okay. In the original Halloween, what was the real life name of Lindsay?
You mean the actress?
Yeah.
Kyle Richards.
Good job.
Come on.
Okay, which Housewives show is she on?
See, well, that's not Halloween related, but isn't she on... I don't watch Housewives. And you know what? This would be a whole nother conversation, but Tim and I were on a game show. Tim, one of Tim's...
No one cares.
And I got a question wrong about Housewives, so thanks for bringing that back.
I'm bringing it full circle.
It's got to be Beverly Hills or Orange
County.
That's
right, Beverly Hills.
Okay, because she lives here, yeah.
In Halloween 2...
Okay.
Which Saturday Night Live star has a small, tiny...
Dana Carvey.
Yay!
And he's, like, the assistant for the newscaster.
Yeah, I love that. I actually just found that out, and I was like, Dana Carvey's in Halloween 2?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Blew my mind.
Blew your mind.
Oh, Matt.
Oh, gutter. Okay,
in Halloween 3...
Don't know.
Is Jamie Lee Curtis...
She is. She's an opera... She does the voice of the... She's a voice on a phone... Yeah, I know she's credited in it, but I don't know. What is she's
it's
a voice
real
on the
quick.
Phone?
She's just like a phone call, but it's her voice.
And do you know that they show a clip from Halloween in Halloween 3, which is weird. Like, they see it on TV,
right.
which takes you out of the movie. It was very meta before Scream.
It really was. It was very. Yeah. Okay, and Halloween 4.
Oh, you're going in order.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I'm going in order. Okay, name another movie that Rachel, a.k.a. Ellie Cornell, was in.
Oh, jeez. And I know you love Ellie Cornell.
I love Ellie Cornell.
Actually, we both met Ellie Cornell at the Halloween 35th anniversary convention. And she was really cool because she took a picture with us, didn't make us pay, like, was just nice. And we caught her, like, walking to...
Her table.
Yeah.
Where she makes people
Where
pay.
She actually asks people for money
but
for
we're
pictures.
Like, you know what?
We're like, can we get a picture?
We're
she was nice.
It. We're
oh
above
God,
it.
Ellie Cornell. What?
She
the hell
also
else
produced
was she in?
It, or maybe she. Yeah,
was
she
it a horror movie? Give
it
me a
was.
Hint.
It was okay. The word house is in it.
Is it house?
There's a little more.
No. House 2, the second story. No.
No.
Not House on Haunted Hill. No, that was old.
House of the Devil. Right track starts with a D.
House of the Dick,
which she did great in.
She was great. House of the D. I like that. House of the D. That would be a good gay horror movie. House of the D.
We should make it.
It's good. It's true.
It's
true.
House of the Dead. Do you remember that movie?
No. What was it about?
It came and went so fast, but I never saw it.
I feel like, okay,
I love
okay,
Ellie
keep
Cornell,
asking me questions,
like,
but I want them to be about
okay,
the Halloween
okay.
movies.
That was.
I mean, that was about Rachel an actress
was
in it.
Halloween for. She was. She.
No, no, no. I know. But,
I know. Danielle Harris.
But
okay.
The question was about another movie.
I know. See, I'm not gonna. What I'm not just gonna hand it to okay, you on a platter.
Okay, go.
Okay, Halloween 5
was not that great.
I totally agree with you. It had some problems.
You mean Danielle Harris in the trash shoot, like screaming for 10 minutes straight?
I think it was a laundry shoot, wasn't it?
Was it laundry?
I don't know. I think it was laundry shoots.
Do people use laundry chutes? Like you throw
I would if I lived in a mansion.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Good
question.
Yeah, okay. Did
you like great, right.
Okay, in Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers, what year did it come out?
1989.
Good job.
I like
and I would
by the way, I love that you started it. In Halloween 5, my peers, like and you changed screen.
I'm pretending like I'm reading it, but I'm really, it's just coming
in
out.
In Halloween 5, what year did it come out?
In Halloween 5, when did that come out? Okay, and then the next one is Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers.
Paul Rudd and it was Clueless.
Right. Name another movie that Paul Rudd's in.
Other than Clueless?
Yeah. Don't say Ant-Man.
No, no, no. Not Ant-Man, but he was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I never saw that.
You didn't?
Was it? But it's funny. Big thing about that movie is that he shows his penis.
No, not him. He's a supporting star. The main star showed his penis.
To Mila Kunis.
To Mila Kunis and to, Kristen I was about
Bell.
To say Veronica Mars, but, no, Kristen Bell.
Veronica Mars.
It's, what's his name? Jason something? Jason?
Sudeikis.
Not Jason Sudeikis. Jason Sudeikis. Sudeikis. It's not Jason. What's his name?
No,
oh
no, I know exactly. He's in Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know.
The main star. Anyway, he was in
How
Forgetting
I Met Your
Sarah
Mother.
Marshall.
Yeah,
he was in that too.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. We got
In Halloween H2O.
Halloween H2O. Let me think of a good question. Oh, okay,
in
okay,
H2O,
okay.
What year did it come
I actually
out?
Don't know the answer to this, so you're going to have to, like, pull it.
Out
you're
of?
Gonna, something.
House of the D.
House of the D. What was Jodie Lynn O'Keefe's character name?
Oh, God. Wait.
I don't know
wait,
it.
No. I'll get this. Because I know
I
that
even
movie.
Remember
okay,
Michelle
Laura
Williams
John, Molly was her name.
Molly was Michelle Williams' name, right?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I don't even know Michelle Williams' name.
Oh, well, then
name.
what was Jodie Lynn?
It was Molly and, oh God. Okay, so John and his girlfriend Molly. And then there was the dorky guy from Teaching Bobby Fischer or whatever, who would have never dated Jodie Lynn O'Keefe.
No, I know, because
Jodie
Lynn O'Keefe
did. Wait. I'm trying to think of, let me think. Molly's friend was, oh my God.
It's okay. I stumped you.
No. But the character name, Jodie Lynn O'Keefe played, oh my God. Because I guess, did they even say
we have to move on.
Okay. I don't think they said her name.
I guess I could look it up.
What? It's a Carney Wilson.
Okay. The next one is.
Give me another H2O question.
Okay. I'll make you smart. What was the name of Josh Hartnett's name?
John.
Okay.
That's easy. Okay.
Okay. At the end of the movie.
Does she cut his head off?
Yeah. Well, whose head does she really cut off?
EMT or a policeman who came and he switched bodies with him because that's
so
rational.
By the way, as a Halloween fan, what did you think? I loved H2O.
So here's my thoughts. I absolutely loved H2O, and the ending was amazing because, like, it just needed to go there. I mean, as a Halloween fan who's, like, wants it to go on forever, I wasn't upset that they were going to make a sequel, but if that sequel had to be as bad as Resurrection, then I had wished they had not made a sequel.
You know, I don't mind Resurrection.
Really?
Well, awful. Let me preface this. I thought I had a really strong beginning with Jamie Lee Curtis.
I mean, yeah, anything Jamie Lee Curtis does is with it. I hate, but I mean, killing her off after, but it's a weird, it was such a like throwaway because she's so strong and like empowered in H2O, and there's this big glorious ending where she finally cuts his head off, and like it's such a great movie, and then she just dies in 5 minutes.
Doesn't she kiss him right before she falls?
Yeah, I think
which I was like gross.
I think she slips him the tongue just a little,
which took me out of the film.
She's like. See on the other side. Oh, God, what voice is
that?
Don't
get too
By the close. Way, I'm single, too.
Oh.
And you can tell because that's my sexy voice.
Oh, really? Matt, stop.
See on the other side,
I'm
Tim.
Being turned on. No, I'm not.
Yeah, she does kiss him.
Yeah. And then they have that, like, a good chunk of this movie is, like, takes place in a house, which no one likes camera movies on people's heads. I think it takes people out.
It was, talk about unlikable characters, but not just that. Like, remember how they go to, it's also like, I don't know how many times I can say like in one sentence. After Michael kills Lori, like, what's his objective? And, like, I know they go to his house, and remember they find, like, a picture.
Banks.
They find Tyra Banks. They find a picture of Lori, and he's just been camping out. Like, what I'm thinking is, what is Michael, I was about to say Michael Jackson. What's Michael Jackson thinking?
He turned down the role. Not interested.
What is Michael Myers thinking then? I'm just going to camp out in this place for, like, 20 more years until I have Josh Hartnett decides to do another movie. Mm-hmm. I think that's what he thought. No, Tyra Banks' part was amazing, especially when she's dancing with she's dancing with the cappuccino or whatever.
She's like, you know what? I'm going to dance with this cappuccino because they didn't have script pages for me today.
And Busta Rhymes with the one-liners. Oh, God.
More puns.
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
I say every day.
He does. No, it was awful. And then I will say, when I heard about the remake from Rob Zombie, even though I knew Rob Zombie is known for...
I wasn't even going to mention it.
Oh, trashy, violent, awful films. I thought, okay, whatever. He's not going to disrespect the Halloween fans or the series, especially because he's making a true remake. I will say I didn't hate it. And I know
I saw the 2007 Rob Zombie remake twice in the theater.
I did too.
But I can't recommend it.
Maybe
the ending, like the last 10 minutes, I like the fight between...
Do you have the DVD with the rape scene, which is so unnecessary? Yeah. Like,
that movie's unnecessary. Halloween 2 Rob Zombie was the worst.
That was the worst in the entire series.
It
doesn't even feel like a Halloween movie. There's absolutely no suspense. He's barely wearing the mask.
But he did get an Oscar winner in the movie.
Oh, Octavia Spencer.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's so happy she did
that
movie.
She's like, oh, the check cleared.
She has this awfully gory...
Her death is,
like,
disgusting.
Really... disgustingly brutal death scene.
I was like, this movie is taking me out.
The only part of Halloween 2 that I actually appreciate, and probably because it kind of made me think of the original Halloween 2, was the first scene in the hospital she's running away from him.
Again,
and there's a little bit of suspense.
Beautifully shot, but it's just, it's so brutal. It literally sucks anything out of a movie going experience that I like and just is like, we're going to show you this brutal shit.
And a lot of tits. He loves showing boobs.
Everyone talks like a truck driver.
Another thing is Scout Taylor Compton, who plays Laurie Strode.
Out of control.
Screaming for so long in both movies. It just scream after scream after scream after scream. I mean, like, Jamie Lee Curtis and other people in the movies can play parts where they're being terrorized and harassed and not screaming every second because it becomes this, like, piercing, awful sound that you can never unhear.
I totally agree with 100%. And I love Danielle Harris in 4 or 5. And I liked her in these movies, but I just felt so bad that she was in these movies. I love her so much, but you know what?
Well, you know what's funny?
This
is going to sound crazy. I liked her better in the Rob Zombie movies than 4 and 5.
Well,
I liked Ellie Cornell in 4, Rachel, and in 5...
Tina.
And the biggest over-actress of the entire Halloween series is...
You know, I'm sure she's a nice person.
That's like when you're going to introduce someone to someone and you're like, so, are they cute? Well, they've got a great personality.
Well, here's the thing. It was 1989.
I mean, look, they needed something to make that movie watchable, and at least she was funny. But what I was going to say about Danielle Harris, love Danielle Harris.
I do too.
The reason I liked her better, I mean, I respect that she was a kid in those movies, which must have been really tough to do, but her part was like in the first Halloween
I like Halloween 4. Great.
In the first Halloween remake, the Rob Zombie Halloween one, she's funny. She's like the cool friend. And then I like how in the second one, because she's gone through this traumatic event, she's like much more understated and she's like quiet and she's lost a lot of her personality.
Again, I only saw it once, but if I remember correctly, she had like scars. She had some
death. And that's the thing. Here's another thing. First off, I don't know why Rob Zombie decided to keep her alive from the first one, because Annie in the original dies. But she gets like brutally beaten up in the first one
Which
and survives.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then She gets brutally murdered in the second one, almost survives. She's in, like, that bathroom filled with blood. And I'm just like, how many times are they going to brutally beat her up and not kill her?
That's the problem with Rob Zombie. I think he's just like someone... I don't know where... I don't get Rob Zombie. I'm sure he's a good singer.
Another thing that drives me nuts about Rob Zombie is the fact that he has to put his wife in every movie.
I actually don't
even
mind her. I don't
but
mind
it's
her.
Not that there's a problem with Sherry Moon Zombie. It's when you kill off a character in your first Halloween movie, don't come up with a bullshit excuse to put them in the second movie. Remember, she was the spirit that was showing up to Michael Myers. Let's be honest.
Unexplained.
If Michael Myers' mom had been any actress other than Sherry Moon Zombie in the first one, he would not have written a part for an angel to come back in the second movie. Am I right?
Oh, no, I agree.
He just needed his wife in the movie, and it was the worst part. She's guiding him and saying,
no
okay,
sense.
Come on. It made no sense. And again,
you
the only reason it was there is because she was his wife.
You can't accommodate your wife and your friends in a movie because then it just becomes too many cooks. Too
many,
cooks.
Too many. Oh, yes, too many cooks. But... another thing, he always has the same, like, kind of low-life friends in his movies. Oh. They're all, but,
just called Rob Zombie's friends low-lives.
You said you don't like Rob Zombie.
Well, you know what? We're getting married.
Oh, Mr. and Mr. Zombie. Look, I actually don't take offense with Rob Zombie as a person or an artist or a director. I think that he has a vision. It's a trashy, violent one, but
right.
He has a vision and he stays true to it, so I respect that. I don't respect writing parts for your wife when they make zero sense.
Agreed. And another thing that I did not like in the 2007 remake, Rob Zombie, oh, that's such a mouthful, is when Dee Wallace Stone, her death was so...
Brutal,
I think she just goes by Dee Wallace now.
I like
Dee
Wallace Stone. You mean just like Rebecca Romaine Stamos? I still call
there's
her that
no
even
Stamos.
Though... There's
Tiffany
no
Amber Thiessen.
Yeah, there's still a Thiessen.
Right.
Oh, wait,
so it's no more Amber. I don't know.
There's no Amber.
Okay.
Well, she just dropped it. Yeah.
So
Drop
her
it, Amber.
Death was... I didn't like her death.
When they cracked her head.
Yeah, I was like, give it
sometime,
a rest.
Look, if there's one thing I can say to Rob Zombie,
stop
it. No, less is more.
I agree.
Like, I feel like, yes, Saw movies were made and Hostel, and some people like intense gore and like terror. But if you're going to take on a movie like Halloween that became famous for its subtleties and building suspense and having music that set the mood not showing a drop of blood in the entire movie, the first Halloween trivia.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Not, it doesn't show it.
Think about it. And like,
no.
She goes, my God.
No, you just see boobies and that's it.
Yeah.
You, and I can't believe I just said boobies, but Halloween is famous.
Boobies.
It didn't show one drop of blood. Other than the opening scene, the first death isn't for like 45 minutes. A lot of people today think it's slow. Rob Zombie's like, forget it. I'm going to have the kid beat up and like harass kids. He kills animals. I'm going to have him. When he beats that kid like senseless.
That was tough.
At least they started to fade away, so you didn't have to see him hit by a tree branch over and over. But Dee Wallace, you have to see her neck cracked backwards.
Which is my idea of not entertainment.
I don't know about you, but seeing Dee Wallace's neck cracked.
I was like, money well spent.
Here's my question, though. What would make Dee Wallace take that role?
Money.
Yeah, I guess.
She's like, you
know
what?
That's such an easy answer.
No, but I mean, like... Dee Wallace, I love Dee Wallace, and you know what, I would do it if I was Dee Wallace.
I get, but if you were Dee Wallace and you had been, I guess, semi-popular at some portion of your life, like, wouldn't you be like, hey, can we make my death scene,
like,
one click less violent?
I know, did anyone be like, hey, can my death be not so nasty?
Yeah, or how about, like, the guy who's on the pot, taking a dump,
awful.
And...
Awful,
but I think
awful.
That's one of Rob Zombie's friends who's, so of course he'll
he's
love
like, hey,
his.
Let me die in the dump.
Excuse me, Wondercrest, Rob. Can I die in the shitter? I mean, and he really does. Excuse me, just one request. And then Halloween 2, Rob Zombie's Halloween 2.
I don't even remember. I saw it once. When did that come out? 2009?
I saw it once in the theater, and I watched it once on TV just because I was like, maybe, like, you know how sometimes you watch a movie another time, it's like, it's not as bad. No, it's bad.
Yeah.
But, and I love when Michael Myers picks up the car because now not only is he 9'3", he can also pick up automobiles. But, what was it? Where was I going with this? Oh, about the death scenes. And then the fact that they like basically decimate his mask. So Michael Myers turns into a hobo with a huge beard who is torturing people and Oscar
winners.
Yeah, it's
almost like a different, it was almost like, I don't even know what I was watching. I was like, no. I was like, ugh, I just needed to, literally, it was not a fun movie going experience.
So moving forward, yes. What are your thoughts about the new Halloween that is supposed to come out? Well, it is coming out a year from now with Jamie Lee Curtis
back. I think that's great. Of course I will see it, but
that
I
sounded just, about as excited as you are about it's, like...
Listen, I am so excited about everything.
I know. Hi, I'm Tim. I want you to know I'm very excited.
I'm very, very excited about Jamie Lee Curtis revisiting her Rory. Her role as Laurie Strode. Laurie Strode. No, I'm very excited, and of course I will go see it, but you know what? It's not like... Here's the thing. Oh, this is going to sound bad.
Just say it.
Okay, it's like, we just had Jamie Lee Curtis in Scream Queen, so it's not like she's, like, coming out of retirement. You know what I mean? Like, I think, I hate James Cameron, but, no, I'm just, great job. Good job, all your movies.
I love
it. He's listening.
I know, Tim is so worried about offending people. I love it. No, but I hate James Cameron. Actually, I love your movies. Sign me.
He spoke ill of his wife, so I think he's a shit.
He's
a shit. Yeah. So, no, what I think is he's bringing Linda Hamilton out of retirement. So I think, oh my gosh, that to me, that's like, oh my God, Linda Hamilton. I just saw Jamie Lee Curtis on a TV show. So it's, I'm still excited, but it's not like they had to like, where is she?
Well, here's the thing. You know what I mean? Like, so she's right from there. Someone who freaked out at the news. And by the way, Tim was the one who first gave me the news.
I knew within 15 minutes.
And because Tim talks to Jamie every
day. Like, Jamie,
tell me.
She's like, Tim, what do you want?
No. From a diehard starring Halloween Bruce Willis fan, Halloween fan, I freaked out the news because, yes, she was in Scream Queens, and I was happy about that, but that show sucked. Sorry, Ryan Murphy. The show sucked. And you agree.
Love Ryan Murphy. I would do anything.
The show sucked. But Jamie Lee Curtis was like a shining gem in that show. Yeah. But she, again... Just because Jamie Lee Curtis is in a show that's sort of horror, it's not Halloween. So the fact that she's returning to Halloween,
it's a bigger deal.
It's a bigger deal. Number one, because her character died, so people are like, "What?" But number two, because it's a Halloween movie, and like anything she does that isn't Halloween isn't Halloween. I guess is the best way to say it.
This is my last question before we wrap it up.
We have to wrap it up.
Yes.
But it's only 42
minutes. All good things have to come to an end. Okay. I haven't done that much research on the new Halloween, but are they picking up? Because I think parts, of course, three. So 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 are just in Rob Zombie's.
And here's the big debate.
Are they picking up from part two or part one?
Well, here's the big debate. I don't know. It's definitely been stated that they're ignoring everything after two, which includes H2O. At first, again, as a big fan and someone who loved H2O, I was a little angry, but then I was like...
You love Michelle Williams.
Well, it's definitely... Or Jodie Lynn O'Keefe, definitely her character. But then I realized if they kept H2O in the chronology...
I got you.
Michael Myers would be dead. So they would have to put, because, you know, she cut his head off. So they would have to put Resurrection in it, which would mean she would be dead. So then, I get why they can't have either of them.
Yes.
But the big debate is, are they going to ignore two also? Because if they ignore two, big story
the
here.
The hospital.
No, then she's not his sister.
Oh, yeah.
And that would change everything, because why would 40 years later he be going after
her?
So that's
a
big thing.
It's it's the Bible.
But I as a diehard fan, just going to keep saying that, I actually don't want them to ignore two, because I actually like the fact that she's his sister. I like him. Yes, it's scarier. I've heard all that when you don't have any reason for coming after people. But I like that connection. I actually thought it was a creative twist. Mm-hmm. I thought it made sense. And I thought it was like why he's so hell-bent on killing her. So if they do ignore two and then suddenly she's just a woman who was attacked and then 40 years later gets attacked again, I feel like that'd be a cop-out.
I agree with everything you just said. And I do like the brother-sister connection because it's like family. Of course you want to kill everyone in your family.
Well, and because if the movie opens with killing an older sister, well, then it makes sense then he coming to kill another sister. But again, and also if she's not his sister... And they have this movie 40 years later, why would he come after her?
You know what I want from this film?
What?
I want, like, a shower scene.
Kyle Richards.
I want Kyle Richards.
I feel like Kyle Richards would be like, done.
Oh, yeah. I'll she would it. Be like, where do I sign? I don't care. They're like, we're paying you $1. She goes, fine.
I think they would be like, we haven't even told you what you're playing. I don't care. I'll do it.
Yeah. Love the... You know what? Don't get Kyle. Get Kim. You don't know who Kim Richards is. But if anyone that knows who Kim is, you get it.
Her sister, I think.
She's a little off. Okay. But I still love her.
good old Tim. Look. Insult followed by, but I still like her.
Of course. I do. She's nuts.
Wait, do you know the actor who played little cute Tommy Doyle is now like fat and bald and not?
He loves Happy Horror Time.
Shut up, really?
Yes.
I mean, probably great. Oh, God. I was probably great guy. But I'm saying... What I'm saying is that Kyle Richards is beautiful.
No, she's blossom. She's camera ready.
You never know what a kid, but I guess I think of Tommy Doyle and I think this cute little kid and he's a little bit different looking now. Whereas you know Kyle Richards
Kyle and ask her.
You should.
We'll start a campaign.
I just called her beautiful.
Is beautiful.
No, but it's just funny how different they ended up looking. Yeah. And then it doesn't help that they have Paul Rudd play Tommy Doyle, who's... Paul Rudd is incredibly good looking. And then I'm sure the actor who originally played Tommy Doyle is like, really?
Yeah, like, make me... Yeah, I get it.
Make me normal looking, not that good looking.
So this is my goal. This is what I want from the new Halloween film starring Jamie Lee Curtis.
What do you want, Tim?
I want a scene where she does acknowledge that Josh Hartnett is her son.
But then...
And she walks into the house and he's taking a shower. He's reaching for his towel and they do it like a... Is the word gratuitous?
Gratuitous.
Gratuitous, like butt shot. And he goes, oh, hey, mom.
And ew. That's
it. Like, oh, hey, mom.
Why would she walk in on her son
Well,
in
maybe
the
like the doors crack, like he's just acknowledging that she's home.
How about, of all things to want
that's
from a Halloween movie.
That's all I want. The end.
Well, I'll tell you now in for real what I want. Number one, I want her to still be his sister. Number two, I want it to be in Haddonfield, which I think they confirmed it will be. And if they're going to ignore H2O, I still want to – not that they have to do the same plot of H2O over again, but I want to know, why she stayed in Haddonfield for 40 – usually you'd want to get far away from where you were attacked.
She was part of a gardening club.
It was a great gardening club. You know what would be the best? Actually, I change out. What I want – bring Lance Guest back. Jimmy from Halloween 2.
I
think
you were going to say Lance Bass.
Give me Lance Bass in Halloween. No, bring Lance Guest back.
Oh, yeah. He's actually –
because he survived.
He's alive.
And it would be hilarious if and him were either married or working together.
Yeah.
I mean, us diehard, how many times am I going to keep saying diehard fan? Us diehard fans would love, if they're going to bring Jamie Lee back, bring Lance Guest. He'll do it. And he survived.
I agree.
Or anybody else survived the first? Well,
Jodie Lynn O'Keefe.
No, Kyle Richards, bring her back because
yes.
She grew up and could still be living in the town,
absolutely.
Right? And Tommy Doyle.
I agree.
Yeah, bring all of them. Everyone.
Great. Okay, well, on that note, we are going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening to my first debut episode. And thank you so much, Matt Emmert, bringing a lot to the table.
Thank you for having me, Tim, on your debut.
No problem. You're no wallflower. Okay, thank you so much. And tune into the next episode of Happy Horror Time.